Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNCA. Brandon Tamman with you, and we continue to talk about the Sabetha Blue Jays, and we're joined now by the boys basketball coach, that is Josh Wurtenberger. Coach, you got a win and a loss here in the early portions of the season. You lost to Marysville 47-45 in game one. Bounced back Tuesday this week with a nice win over Wamego, that final 51-45. How would you assess the early season here so far?
I've been happy with how we've been doing, what we're trying to accomplish, and how we're playing as a team. Effort is always there. Hustle is always there. So the Marysville game gave us some good late-game situations to learn from that we can't get in a practice necessarily. And then saw a really good fourth quarter against Wamego. And so just a lot of positives to build off of. And hope to do that on Friday as well.
Yeah, take us back to that win against Wamego on Tuesday. Final there was 51-45. What were some of the key differences that allowed your team to pull that one out?
The fourth quarter, we put a little bit of pressure in the full court. I think that helped out a little bit to maybe get some easier buckets. But we established an inside presence early, and so that was good to start. And then last quarter, we kind of spread them out. And we're able to get to the rim. So we're able to attack quite a few different ways, and that was good to see that our team was able to make those adjustments throughout the game.
Yeah, coming into the season, again, the expectations, of course, always high. Christian McAfee, Marcus Bauman, plenty of accolades from those two. Who have been some other guys that have kind of stepped up and caught your eye here early?
Yeah, we've had a couple guys sick or injured, and so really, it's been a team effort. You know, this last game we had 12, 13 guys that got into it, and it was a close ball game throughout. Jacob Grimm has really been a good presence inside, good footwork. He finds an open man. He can be on the perimeter or he can be inside. He's been kind of a stable guy with rebounding as well. So that's a guy that we've been really counting on these last two games, and just giving us that inside presence.
Coming up here on Friday night, you get into the Big 7 with a ball game at home against Royal Valley. What can you tell us about the Panthers so far?
They're a team that's really good with their spacing, and so if they find a matchup that they like, we've got to make sure that we're aware of that because they'll take advantage of it. They do a good job with just playing team basketball, and they can get to the rim from the perimeter. So we just got to be ready to guard the ball and have our help rotation ready to go.
Give us a few keys and expectations for Friday. What do you want to see, and what's it going to take to pull out a win against the Panthers?
Yeah, so we just want to continue to keep improving. I like our transition, but we want to continue to get great looks out of that. In our half-court offense, we want to look for opportunities to rotate off of our penetration, rotate off of ball movement. And so I just want to continue to see us moving and looking for the open man and finding great shots.
So about the boys basketball coach, that is Josh Wurtenberger, joining us here as he does each and every week. Appreciate the time as always. Blue Jays off to a 1-1 start. They're back at home on Friday, taking on Royal Valley. Of course, a ball game you can view on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes, and good luck Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.